Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Luke Wrong is an unbeaten 51 in just 28 balls to guide New Zealand to a 4-wicket win in the second and final T20 international against the West Indies in Wellington. Both he and West Indian batsman Dinesh Ramdin were responsible for resurrecting their side's innings, while the match almost went down at the final over. Ramdin struck 55 not out in 31 balls, as the West Indies posted 159 for 5, while Wrong is unbeaten 51 in 28 deliveries, saw New Zealand over the line after being reduced to 79 for 5. After comprehensively winning the first match by 81 runs, New Zealand claimed the series 2-0. Kevin Peterson is among the 30 players in England's provisional squad for the forthcoming ICC World 2020 in Bangladesh. The provisional squad will be trimmed to a final squad of 15 players, following 3 matches against Australia later this month and in early February. Much speculation has surrounded Peterson's future. The rumours surfaced of a rift between him and England team director Andy Flower during the Ashes. Peterson rested from the ongoing limited overs games against Australia, as stated his desire to continue playing for England, while Flower has quashed reports that he issued an ultimatum to the England and Wales Cricket Board. Meanwhile, 14 of the players who travelled to Sri Lanka for the ICC World 2020 in 2012 are in the squad. Uncapped players Moeen Ali, Harry Gurney, Stephen Parry and James Vince also included. England have also announced that fast bowler Stephen Finn is to play no further part in England's tour of Australia and will return home to work on his game. The 24-year-old, who was named in the preliminary squad, had a difficult time in Australia and not played any of the 5 test matches or the 2 limited overs matches that England have also played. It has widely been reported that he is not anywhere near his best, and England preferred Boyd Rankin and Chris Tremlett to the Middlesex man during the Ashes. Namibia stunned the Netherlands with a 91-run win, and the UAE became the first side to score 2 wins on the second day of the ICC World Cup qualifier in New Zealand. Playing their first game of the tournament, Namibia beat a Netherlands team that comfortably seen off Uganda on the opening day in Group B. In Group A, Jimmy Hansford's century for Canada proved to be in vain, as the UAE powered an 80-run win, set themselves up as the team to beat in that group. New Zealand have stuck with an almost identical group of players that drew the series for the West Indies in naming their 1 international squad to play India. Colin Munro has been released from the squad, which is otherwise unchanged following their 2-2 draw against the side from the Caribbean. The opening match against India is in Napier on Sunday the 19th of January, while the series moves on to Hamilton, Auckland, back to Hamilton and finally to Wellington. The two sides will then play 2 test matches in Auckland and Wellington. And South Africa women recorded a morale-boosting win over Pakistan at a Friday's Qatar International Women's Cricket Championship final in Doha. The Proteas triumphed in a low-scoring contest as Dane Van Niekerk returned career best figures of 5-17 to help dismiss Pakistan from just 101. Bismar Mahmood had helped her side to a reasonable position at 74-3 in the 35th over, but wickets tumbled following the loss of her partner, Sana Mir. South Africa then didn't have things easy in their run chase, as Nita Dar again impressed with 3-23, and Mir took 2-16 from her turnovers. However, Sean Ray Fritz anchored the innings, and on 43 not out of 88 balls, as the win was sealed with more than 8 overs to spare by 3 wickets.